Cool FM, Route 94, Jess Glynn, also some Naughty Boy in there as well. It's 11 minutes past 9. You're listening to Pete Snodden in the morning. Let's bring on our guest this morning, Mike Posner. First up, thanks for speaking to us.
Oh, thanks for having me on, man.
Right, so let's firstly clear up the pronunciation of your name, because for years I've heard people say Posner or Posner. Which one is it?
I say Posner.
Posner.
But if you do the other, I won't be mad.
All right, cool. We love the single. I want to get on to how it came about. But first and foremost, take us back to Cooler Than Me, because we were playing that, and then it was almost like you just fell off the planet. What went on?
Well, I released some songs after that, and each song I released seemed to be less popular than the one before, until I was just kind of like a normal citizen again. And so I had to really think about, you know, what I wanted in my life and what I like doing. And I thought about it and I thought, you know, I still really love music. I love making music. And on top of that, additionally, I really love being an artist because I can say and express whatever I want. And so in the music industry, you know, my career was largely considered like over. And people call me like a one-hit wonder. But I still like making music, so I still did it, and you know, I had a loyal group of followers that still came to my much smaller shows, etc. You know, I made this very like singer-songwriter album, which comes out in May, and one of the songs I wrote is this song, I Took a Pill in Ibiza, and this duo in Norway remixed it, and just everyone likes this song, so I know to people like yourself and that work in the radio and maybe people that have a more cursory knowledge of me, you're right, I disappeared. But to me, I've been with myself the whole time. You know?
Was that difficult to take, and was your ego bruised? So
my ego was very bruised at the beginning because my self-identity was very wrapped up in being famous and being popular. And getting all the girls and living this sort of fast lifestyle. But you learn to love yourself more, you know, and when you have more love for yourself, you can give more love to other people.
Okay, let's talk about the single. It's huge, and it's based around a true story. So did you write it as soon as you came back from Ibiza?
At least two or three years later, after that night, The event had been contextualized, you know, to a point where I hopefully wasn't doing as many things to impress other people, more doing them because I wanted to.
So this whole experience from being in the limelight, getting the girls, living what you perceive to be the dream, in certain respects not being as well loved as what you once were, disappearing almost, to then have this experience, go and write this song, it comes back and blows up massively, and now you're back probably on the crest of a wave and probably bigger than what you were before, and now it's all before you and you're having a good time.
I'm trying to, man. You know, I have my ups and downs like anyone else, but I'm just trying to enjoy the ride, you know. I got the same feelings and emotions that you have and all your listeners have. You know, I feel it all from very happy to very sad. And so I'm just trying to take the good with the bad and go by day by day, man.
Obviously, it's a remix of the song. So what's the album going to be like whenever we hear it?
Well, the album is like the original version, you know. So I made it, and the album was done before the remix was made. So I did, you know, I did a full singer-songwriter album. And when you buy the album, you also get some bonus tracks. So there's a remix to Ibiza, obviously, and then several other remixes to some of the other songs on the album, just as bonuses.
Cool. We're looking forward to hearing it. We'll get it in May. Mike, thank you so much for speaking to us. Let's play your number one single right now.
Thanks, brother.
I took a plane to Ibiza to show a feature I was cool. And when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do.